Rock and roll is dumb. Rock and roll is big, and it's loud, and it fills with thrills and chills against your wills, baby. Yeah, well, there are worse things than dumb. My wife and I spent many hours in the car when my mother was in her final decline. It's 12 hours from our house to my mom and dad's house. We were going back and forth and back and forth until we didn't go to mom and dad's house anymore. We went to the hospice house. Late one night, I was driving and my wife was asleep in the passenger side. I had the radio on a classic rock station. It's always playing somewhere. It took a second to recognize the intro to the next song. Before the thought completed, I was gripping the steering wheel and sobbing. Roll with the Changes by REO Speedwagon is a 1978 American proposition. As soon as you are able, woman, I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of. It is constructed to overflow an arena with a wall of speakers and a backup choir. Yeah, well, turn it up, man. So if you're tired of the same old story, oh, turn some pages. That involuntary jolt broke my dam, and my emotions came gushing through. It was a full day before I could admit to my wife that the anthem of my grief was the first track on the album, You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. Then we laughed about it, and then we sobbed again. And I sobbed every time the song welled up in my head against my wills. I knew it had a happen, felt the tables turning, gotten that through my darkest hour. I will always be grateful for that release, if not for laying bare my level of emotional maturity. To be fair, it's not the worst advice. Two and a half years after my mother passed away, my dad and I were driving up to my uncle's funeral. We stopped at a rest area, a rock's roll from REO's hometown, Champaign, Illinois. I got into the driver's seat and I hit the radio button two bars before Neil Doty's ringing solo on the Hammond B3 organ. Cranked it to 11. I'm Gary Hart. REO Speedwagon's Roll with the Changes is my American anthem.